Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Megillah, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We've already seen in the previous Mishnah that a mayor is machmir when it comes to selling a Beis HaKnesses. The mayor said you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses Shel Rabim to a Yachid. Now we're going to see some more chumras from a mayor when it comes to selling a Beis HaKnesses. For example, once again, Sechdes Megillah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ein Moichin Beis HaKnesses, you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses, even from one Rabim to the other Rabim, which is Mutar. Ella only, Al Tanai, on the condition. Shem Yirtzu Yachzeru, that if the sellers want to buy it back, they can do so. Divi Remeir Zehalt Remeir. In other words, I can sell you the Beis HaKnesses, but if in a year from now I decide I want it back, you have to give me back the money. The Gemara says he deducts the amount that it would cost to rent it, but Al Kulpanim, the Mechira cannot be forever. You can't sell a Beis HaKnesses as if it's sold and there's no way I can get it back. It has to be that I have the option of rebuying it. If not, it's like a bazillion. It's like I'm getting rid of a Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't work that way. It's like we don't consider the Beis HaKnesses chashiv. If I truly knew the value of a Beis HaKnesses, would I sell it? Even though I'm selling it to another Rabbim, according to Rav Meir, because that's the only way you're allowed to sell it. Even though they're going to use it for a Beis HaKnesses. But you're not allowed to arrange a sale unless there's a condition that I can take it back. Because that means, be'emes, I don't want to sell the Beis HaKnesses. I have no choice. Right now, I need the money. But I'm hoping one day I'll be able to buy it back so it's not a bazillion to the Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't show that the Beis HaKnesses is cheap in my eyes. So until now, we have two chumrais when it comes to the sheet of Rav Meir and the Beis HaKnesses. One is that you can't sell from a rabbin to a yachid under any set of circumstances, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, we just learned that even where you could sell it, which is from one rabbim to another rabbim, but it can't be a permanent sale. The Chachamim disagree on both chumrais of Rav Meir. First of all, the Chachamim hold, you sell a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha leaves the Beis HaKnesses. And mail, you can use it for whatever you want. Unless it's mamash a ganai. We're going to see that later. Unless it's mamash a disgraceful thing. But for sure, you can sell a Beis HaKnesses from a rabbim to a yachid. And second of all, the Chachamim say, Mocher might say, Nim Karayla. You don't have to make a Tanai, but if I want to, I can take it back. It's not a Zilzil if you just sell it outright. The only Tanai that you have to make is, you have to say to the Lekeach, you can do whatever you want with this Beis HaKnesses. This is according to the Sheet of the Chachamim, Chutz Me'abar Dvarim, with the exception of the following four things. Because that would be a very big disgrace for the Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses that was once a place where Yidden came to pour their hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be turned into La Merchatz, a bathhouse. But La Borsuki, that's a place where you work out skins, hides of animals. Ula Tfila, shouldn't be a Barshal Mikvah for a person who's Tameh to come and tevel himself there. Ula Beis HaMayim. Beis HaMayim, the Batanur has two pshatim. One is a place where people come to wash their clothes, or some say a place where people come to use the facilities. So the Chachamim say, even if the Kedusha left this place, but it was once a Beis HaKnesses, we can't allow such a bazaar. And therefore, whoever sells it must make the condition that you can't use it for any of these four things. Now really, according to the Chachamim, you're telling me if you sell a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha leaves the Beis HaKnesses, and as long as you don't mamish use it for something which is considered like a little disgraceful, it's okay. Where does the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses go? So the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all explain. It's similar to Ner Chanukah, to Noi Sukkah, after the mitzvah has been performed. Where does the Kedusha go? Once the Zman mitzvah passes, the Kedusha leaves. So really, we have a Kula and a Chumra in the sheet of the Chachamim. The leniency, the Kula is, that a Beis HaKnesses can be sold indefinitely. It doesn't have to be the way Rav Meir says on a Tanai that I could take it back. And the reason for that is that the Chachamim hold the Kedusha leaves the place once you sell it. And therefore, the Lekeach can do whatever he wants with it, except for those four things. The Chumra is, you do have to worry about those four things. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Moichrin Reitzel L'Shem Chatzi, you can sell it for a courtyard. A Lekeach, the one who buys it, Mashi Yirtze, yes, whatever he wants, he can do with it. Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachamim, that once the Beis HaKnesses is sold, the Kedusha leaves. But he argues on the Chachamim in two things. Number one, this that the Chachamim hold, you sell it indefinitely, and you can sell it for whatever the Lekeach wants to do with it, as long as it's not those four things, which is really a bazillion. the Beis HaMerech, it's the Borsuki, the Beis HaTfilah, or the Beis HaMai. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, so you're telling me if it's not one of those four things, it could be anything, even a barn or a place to keep straw. And even if you know for a fact that he's going to use it for a barn, it's okay. According to the Chachamim. Right? I can say, hello, Rabbi Reuven, you want to buy this Beis HaKnesses? Yeah. Listen, there's four things you can't do with it. All right? No merchitz, no borsuki. He says, I know, I'm just going to use it for a barn. I'm going to use it for a place to keep straw. And I'm going to say, oh, that's not one of the four things. Sure, no problem. And Yehuda says, that's a bezayin. So the eights, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is when it comes to sell it, don't talk about what he's going to do with it. Officially sell it l'shem chatzar. In other words, it's a courtyard, let people live there. Let the Baal HaBayis himself live there. Not that I'm making an official tonight, but that's what we should talk about. And then, l'keich, do whatever he wants with it. But don't start talking, oh, not these four things, but anything else he has, including a barn. The second thing is that once you do it this way, once you say, listen, as far as I know, you're buying it for a house, I'm not getting into it. I'm not making any conditions. Once you do it this way, then the l'keich can do with it whatever he wants, even these four things. Because the Kedusha really leaves the basic Knesset according to the Shita. Elamai doesn't look right. Okay. So the seller says, I sold it for a place to live. What he did with it, he did with it. What Shaychus does that have with the previous basic Knesset that was there? So there's a Kula and a Chumra in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Kula is that the Lekeach can do with it at the end whatever he wants. Even those four things, he can even turn them into a bathhouse. The Chumra is that during the time of the Mechira, I don't want you to discuss it. If he tells you he's going to use it for a barn, you can't sell it to him. But if you don't know anything, you're just officially selling it for a courtyard, that's okay. So really, the right way to chazer this mishnah is to say as follows. We have the sheet of Rabbi Meir. We have the sheet of the Chachamim. We have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir has two chumras. Number one, you can't sell it from a rabbin to a yachid, which we really learned in the previous mishnah. And that's under any set of conditions. You can't sell it even from a rabbin to a yachid, even if the yachid says, I'm going to use it to daven there. Because you're bringing down the Kiddusha. And Rav Meir holds the basic Knesset, keeps its Kiddusha even after you sell it. And the second Chumra Rav Meir has is, even where you do sell it, let's say one Rabbim sells it to another Rabbim, can't be an indefinite sale. It has to be, listen, now I need money, I'm selling it to you, but if I want it back, I take it back. And we work out who pays rent. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. The Chachamim argue on the two Chumras of Rav Meir. Number one, the Chachamim hold, once the basic Knesset is sold, the Kiddusha is gone. You can technically do with it whatever you want. However, because of the covenant of the basic Knesset, where that it once was a basic Knesset, you have to say you can't use it for those four things. So unlike Rav Meir says only a rabbin can sell it to another rabbin, Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell it to an individual who's not even going to use it for a basic Knesset, and for sure to a yachid is going to use it as a basic Knesset. But if you're selling it to an individual, you have to make up with him not these four things, not a merchatz, not a borsuki, not letfila, and not lebeis hamayim. Anything else, even if he uses it for a barn, it's okay. The Kedusha leaves it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, the second kula is that you can sell it mimkar olam. You don't have to make a tanai that if you want, you can take it back. Come to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says like this. This that you say when you sell it, as long as he promises he's not going to do any of the four things, even though he outright says he plans to turn it into a barn, we can't accept it. You have to officially say, it's a chatzar, not a tanai. Listen, I don't want to talk about it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm selling it as a chatzar. You can do whatever you want, but don't tell me you're going to turn it into a barn. Once you do that, once you clear yourself, and you're saying, I don't want to hear what you're going to do with it, as far as I know, I'm selling it for a chatzar, and being that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir that the Kedusha Mamash leaves, so what he does with it afterwards is his concern, even if he does one of the four things. I don't have to make a tanai with him. I don't want to get into what he's doing with it. Because if I get into what he's doing, I can't let him make a barn either. That would also be a zelzel. So just sell it l'shem chatzar, v'lekeach, mashiyar tziyaseh.